our modern appliances so terrible? This fridge costs more than my first car. Oh, it's a stainless steel. This thing sucks. I would burn it if I could.
I literally been sitting here for a whole hour because I got into an accident with the Waymo and they don't even know what to do. The officer has been in his car for 30 minutes. He said this is his first Waymo accident and he don't know what to do either.
We had sold this truck. It's a Ram 1500 Sport. But if you guys are familiar with Rams, they got that shifter that looks like a volume knob. What happens when that thing stops working? You can't move the truck. You can't go forward. You can't go backwards.
Handles, buttons, knobs, corporations are replacing all of them, even though the digital replacements are worse. So why are they doing it?
No, leave it cozy. Okay, if it's good.
Physical door handles have worked for over a century, but now they want to sell us on the computer vision version of a door handle, which requires perfect hand gestures and software updates to function properly. I think everyone can agree with this comment. Imagine you're being chased. Yeah, or you get into an accident and now the car is on fire. Which isn't hypothetical, we've seen people trapped inside Teslas unable to escape because of the door handles. Another comment, what problem does this solve? Exactly, it doesn't solve a problem for us, but it does solve one for the manufacturer. They get to sell people on futuristic door handles, forget that it's more expensive and less reliable. It looks cool. This is the microwave that came with my apartment. There are no buttons to set the duration. I have to scroll with my finger. Who thought this was a good idea?
I really don't know why they invented these fucking stupid washing machines with the bottom agitator instead of having the old-fashioned agitators that come all the way up. It just spins. Nothing fucking washes. It just spins. This is an expensive fucking washing machine. Look at this. Deep fill, heavy, high, heavy duty. It doesn't pull the blanket under and over and agitate. It just agitates the shit out of me.
Samsung removed the agitator so they could market the washing machine as having a larger capacity, yet the trade-off is they don't clean as well and they're more expensive. Someone said, they are so expensive because you pay for the damn orchestra concert at the end. Companies are inventing unnecessary features, features that aren't as good, cost more, and collect our data, and nobody does this better than car manufacturers.
Check this out. Inside the new Ford Expedition, you can place an iPad on the center console and slide the whole thing backwards to give the kids something to watch. There are also these optional brackets built into the back of the headrest that you can place an iPad into to watch whatever you want. Or you can even grab your phone and pull on the shorter bracket here, place it in, and pull on this latch to lock it in place. Up front, you get a large display on the dash, a closer touchscreen to connect your phone to, a wireless charger, two cup holders, and you can slide the center console out of the way to access some hidden storage underneath. And it looks good with the redesigned front that has an LED light bar that wraps around your headlights, this wild green paint, and these gunmetal gray 22-inch wheels. As far as the price goes, the base model cost $63,000, but this exact one cost $83,000.
All those features and not one word about the transmission system, the miles per gallon, or the safety ratings. You know, things that matter when you're buying a new vehicle. No, it's just all about those iPad kids getting their fix. Looking at the comments, iPad kids dream. They can watch the windows. $83,000 and you still have to buy the iPads. $83,000 for a new car is insanity, especially when these cars are literally breaking down minutes after leaving the dealership. But car manufacturers aren't competing on price or quality anymore, they're competing on features. New feature in our brand new Tahoe. That's the caption on this clip, and the feature is water pouring from the overhead console straight onto the infotainment and every other electronic component. The top comment, mechanic here, it shouldn't do that, hope that helps. Someone else said, water features are calming and help prevent road rage. When customers only care about new iPad features and not the actual quality of the vehicle, this is what we get, manufacturers that don't have to care. But everything becoming digital isn't a coincidence, it's the monetization strategy.
Listen, I don't know if we're just because we're in the South, we don't know better. But y'all, tell me this is not the coolest thing you've ever seen. What if somebody can hear me right now? I hope not. This is amazing. Are you thirsty? Come inside.
We can go straight to the comments. No, I don't want that. I don't want any more touchscreens. I love to watch ads on every possible surface. Y'all all about this till the power goes out. Exactly, or it encounters a software error, or someone just breaks the screen. But the bigger concern is dynamic pricing, companies changing the price based on what they think you can pay. And while I don't think these gas pumps are doing it, nothing is stopping them. Because companies like Walmart are already doing this. Walmart just announced digital price tags will be in every single one of their stores by the end of this year. This came after they were awarded 2 AI pricing patents. Now, Walmart claims these patents have nothing to do with dynamic pricing, but the patent literally describes machine learning recommending prices using data like your purchase history, your payment method, even your passport and ID. They're trying to tell us they're not doing dynamic pricing while building everything required to do dynamic pricing. And this video wouldn't be complete without mentioning the new AI features.
Do you guys know that Opoly is using an AI chatbot to negotiate prices?
So the price was $60 and they're offering me $57, but I'm going to just try $30 and see what happens. So we got hit with the crying emoji and then they said they can do $52.50. $50. They gave an AI response here and then let's see what they say at $40. Okay, so I ended up getting a 17% discount off of the already discounted price of $60. That is such a cool and fun feature that I wonder if other brands are going to start doing this, and I feel like there's a lot of science and thinking behind this.
This really is a sign of the times. Every morning a CEO wakes up and asks, "How can I profit from AI today?" But people are not impressed. What this tells me is that their price is already inflated. This is an extremely slippery slope into price gouging and lack of transparency for other customers. Remember, companies are replacing their real human customer service reps with this nonsense. And every few months, it seems TikTok is forcing a new AI feature.
They have implemented an AI feature on here now that can extend your videos. I just recorded a 5-minute long video, and then I get to the end of my video, and I see this little, like, thing attached to the end of my video. I click on it. It took my exact setting, exactly how I was sitting, and generated like 5 seconds of me going like this. And it looked terrifying.
Yet another example of an AI feature that absolutely no one asked for, and it doesn't even work properly. Someone commented, "Every AI extended video I just watched looks like the subject just had a stroke mid-filming." And here we can see what this person is referring to. The moment the AI takes over, the person just looks lost, or it grabs context that the creator was previously talking about and generates footage that isn't even of them. It's just random AI. 180,000 people liked this comment. "I don't understand the AI push." Right below it with 105,000 likes. "I'm begging for an AI blocker to be made. There has to be a way." And then there's the obvious. "If I wanted a longer video, I'd record a longer video." Why does this feature exist? Well, I have no way to prove this, but I suspect it's a dark pattern, a design trick to get users to agree to something without realizing it. By clicking AI extend, users are agreeing to TikTok training their AI models on their videos. Not that they weren't already doing this, but now they have permission.
I had a Brazilian wax done about 3 weeks ago, and it's been haunting me ever since. The girl that was giving me the wax, she was wearing Meta glasses, and I didn't notice it at first because we were talking so much. We had good banter. She was very nice. Maybe like halfway, like 5 minutes in or so, I'm like looking at her and I like looking at her glasses, and then I'm like, "Are you wearing Meta glasses?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, I am, but like, they're not charged. They're not on, like, I promise." But then after that, I kind of like shut down, and I could not stop thinking, like, could this girl be filming me right now?
No one should trust Mark Zuckerberg with anything, and yet people are willingly recording their personal lives, the inside of their homes, their children, their jobs, jobs that require people exposing themselves. This comment gets it. I don't trust people that wear metaglasses. And before anyone says, well, there's a light, yes, the glasses have an LED light when recording, but there are entire tutorials online showing people how to bypass it. I genuinely believe products like these are stepping stones. They want people to become comfortable with being recorded because it accomplishes two things. It allows them to train their AI models, and it normalizes a surveillance state.
Driver, take me to Chanel.
Hello, from Waymo. As we get going, just give us 1 minute.
Already almost got into a car accident. Oh my God. I am never doing this again.
What problem is an autonomous taxi actually solving? It's not solving traffic. We've solved that with trains. But trains are too functional for Silicon Valley. I mean, you can't move fast and break things with trains. Nor can you price gouge people with surge pricing. So they settled on autonomous taxi. I guess people don't know what autonomous means. Why didn't you check the traffic before starting the ride? The creator responded, because I wasn't driving. And this person caught something I missed, so it saw the car and still pulled out. And they're right, if you look at the screen, the Waymo detected the car behind it and still pulled out anyway. Every week, there's some new headline with these vehicles. Just days ago in Dallas, a Waymo blocked firefighters from responding to a deadly apartment fire. A police officer had to physically move the vehicle out of the way because it refused to move. And while most companies continue to force new tech features on us, some are starting to listen. Volkswagen admitted their customers are exhausted with digital interfaces and announced they're bringing back physical buttons because, despite what our parents may have taught us, complaining works. Now if we could just get every other CEO to take notes.
Hey there, you writing a song?
Yeah, just something for fun.
Do you want AI to do that for you?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? AI could write a song with perfect chords and lyrics. It could save you a lot of time.
No, thank you.
You sure? Because AI...
Oh,
ooh, a Sudoku. AI can do that for you in like 2 seconds.
I like doing Sudokus.
Really? Oh, hey, do you want AI to summarize that book for you?
Leave me alone. Oh, hey, I was actually waiting for you this time. Can AI do my laundry for me?
No.